Good evening, good evening. It's Matthew Thomas with Research 101. I want to talk about a brief topic. And the topic is family, your wife and children. I just want to say that if you got a wife and children, hold on to them. If they good to you, good for you, hold on to them. Cling on tight to them. Show them that you love them. Show them that you care about them. Show them that you want to be there to provide, to help, to care for, to be that man. See, I struggled in the past, you know, thinking about myself a lot. And I kind of like took them for granted. It was a learning experience for me. But now when I think about it and I look at it, it's like I should be living for them. Better future for them. But it's nothing to blame myself for or be mad about. Because I'm not mad. It's just something I got to grow through and go through. So I'm just here to let others know that cherish your wife. Because at one point I didn't. And I started being mean and over-aggressive and expected so much from her when she was just so good to me. So I really had to apologize for one and let her know that I can make up my mind to decide what it is I want. Because what I want is us just together in those cold nights, hot summer nights, late nights outside when it's nice out, just playing together, loving each other, just kissing her, romance, walking in the park, just talking about the future and what we want to see happen. So I just want to let you know, if you got a good woman, cherish her. She loyal, you. She good to you. Be there for you, care for you, break her back for you. Man, don't be selfish like I was. And take her for granted. I still got the opportunity, because she's my soulmate, to make things right. But some experiences, I just hate that I had to put her through. And I really love her. I really care about her. Wow. She's a great woman. And I just had to take some time away to realize it. Now I'm really loving her and really cherishing everything about her. Feels wonderful to be with her. I feel like a rejuvenated existence. It came about from last year. Or past years. But I just want to let y'all know that if there's somebody out there, your wife, your children, cherish them, because they love you, they care about you, they want the best for you. Cherish those individuals, and that's my goal and my aim at night, the rest of my life, to put myself in position for them, make the sacrifice for the things I don't want to do, but I have to push myself for them. But everything's gonna work out for the best. Now that I realize it. So before I leave this, I wanna leave it with a prayer. Dear precious Father, I wanna thank you and praise you for my wife and my kids. And all the time I don't show it. But deep down in my heart, they my heart. And I wanna be there with them. I want to be by their side. Watch them grow. And me and my wife just build every step of the way, every day, because we partners. That's my baby. That's my partner. That's my love. That's my significant other. The one you put in my life. And I want to be thankful for her. I want to be grateful for her. And I want to love her the way she should be loved. And not think about myself too much. So Lord, send those things in her heart letting her know that I do love her so much with all my heart. She means so much to me. She means everything to me. She's the world. That's my world. That is my world. 7 years we've been together. Man, it's just going to get better. Lord, I know you behind the scenes. But the things that I can't understand what's going to happen, keep me away from the worries, like the court. I don't know, but hey, it is what it is, Lord. I know you're going, everything going to work out in my favor. So, Lord, I just, even if I do get the suspended license, it is what it is. But I just want to focus on my family. I already got in my line, my goals, the things I want to pursue and what I want to pursue for the next year. Got the brand started, you know, it's kind of in the works. So it's in the works, so I'm just in a happy state right now, more peaceful, just accepting life, because this is life. This is life. This is life, and life is what you make it. So I just want me to make it, make some out of my life, and make some for my family, and not aim for riches, aim for success, because success is already present. Successfully have a wife and children. I'm thankful for them, and I'm grateful for them. So Lord, I just ask you, keep me in tune with them, keep me locked in with them, keep me thinking about them, keep me zoned in about them. Because it's about them. It's about them. It's about them. It's about their happiness. It's about making sure they're okay. It's about them. So, Lord, I just ask you to guide me, continue me on this journey as I venture, as I explore the world around me, my wife, show her a great life because she's been there for me. She's great to me, and I want to be greater than her. So, Father, help me be the best wife, best husband, the best father I can be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, thank you. That was amazing. The prayer was deep. Like I say, if you got a wife and children, just cherish them. Especially if she's good to you and good for you and feel like she's been having sent. Treat her well. Cherish her. That's what I did. That's what I'm starting to do. So for this new year, I'm going to cherish my woman like I never cherished anything ever in this world. I'm going to cherish her. She's my number one prized possession. So Father, I thank you. Amen. So for those of you out there, let love take over you. Because it's a beautiful day. Research 101. Discover you.